Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
This Merry Christmas Day, I wanted to take a moment and share with you my surprise last night. I don't know if you heard, but Governor Jerry Brown decided to not employ Santa Claus this year, or at the very least, not permit the bearded wonder into California airspace. Last night, the Santa Claus we all know and love was not landing on any Humboldt roofs, not sliding down any dirty Eureka chimneys, and not leaving any gifts under the tree. You see, Governor Brown realized that Santa Claus represents everything that's wrong with our culture. For the bulging bag of presents over Santa's shoulder, that represents obscene wealth. And the idea that children fall into a naughty and nice, what a senseless meritocracy. Santa demands at least some level of standards. He isn't that college professor that gives you a C- just so you can pass the class. No, if you are naughty, you get the lump of coal. The Santa we all look up to does indeed have a checkered past. His northernmost factories, well, they're on lands once walked by Eskimos. And his elvish workers, they only get paid during the winter season. Somehow the little guys haven't unionized yet. Yes, Governor Brown decided that a new California Santa was needed. Instead of the red cap with snowball, California Santa wears a beanie. Cali Santa sports a little bit of stubble on his chin, as he can't be bothered to maintain a big bushy beard. This new Santa cares about what radio and TV shows you watch. If you happen to listen here to KINS 106.3, or maybe glance at Fox News from time to time, California Santa is going to give your house a pass. If you own a gun or have a gas-guzzling vehicle, forget about it. California Santa, he thinks you're a jerk. And as for the cookies and milk that you leave Santa on Christmas Eve, you better make sure they are gluten-free, cannabis-infused edibles with a side of soy milk, with a sprinkle of sustainably sourced, fair trade harvested nutmeg. Okay, that's enough of that. Santa Claus, the real one, has an ever so important role, for he represents goodwill toward one and all. A product of capitalism? Not so. But Santa might as well be. Financing several factories, maintaining an invisible system that delivers toys to good girls and boys, Santa is a specialist, which means he doesn't have to work as hard as you and I, but the quality of his work for what he does is far better than you and I can do. And of course, that's the type of excellence we see in capitalist societies every day. It's the happiest time of the year. Cherish your family and friends. I'll see you soon. This has been Anthony Mantova with your Community Comment.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.